Welcome back, everyone. This is Eric Ellefson with the Digital Education Podcast, where I think over the last couple of weeks, you know, the idea was to get some people together and have a short conversation about the question of what's next. And so we put a number of them out there. I've been surprised that people have unique ideas and unique perspectives, and it's a blessing, and they give us some thoughts as we think about what happens when we come back to school or what happens to learning because we've been through this. And so today I'm with John Pottinger. He is co-owner of Matchframe Creative. He's working on a documentary on Friedrich Froebel, currently titled Garden of Children. I love it. I'd encourage you to check it out, and I'll leave that information with the podcast too. And then he also has his own podcast with a couple friends called Path to Learning. And it's also really good, and it gives a bigger picture of the work that he's doing with the documentary and with some of the work that he's done on Friedrich Froebel, kindergarten, and alternatives to learning. So, John, you come at this a very different perspective because you're not an educator. But when you think about the stuff that you've learned in this education world that you've immersed yourself into, and when you think about being a parent in this life that you're living right now on the shutdown and, you know, remote learning and remote learning from home, what do you see is coming and what's next?
Yeah, as a parent, you know, it seems like the battle is keeping kids off electronics. And because, you know, everything is electronic now with Zoom meetings and stuff and the classrooms online and everything. But, you know, it's the non-classroom time that the electronics starts to take over. And so as a parent who has been into this, you know, I'm not an educator. Didn't have a degree in education. I'm thinking about how can I take that direction, that desire for playing Minecraft, and how can I take that and turn it into a child-centered educational, you know, focus. And so one idea that I've played around with, and I need some help from some educators, is can I, you know, my kids love YouTube, they love watching Minecraft videos, they love watching all this stuff. They've been begging to make their own YouTube channel. So then I'm like, okay, so they want to make video, they like playing Minecraft, so maybe I can say, all right, I want you to write a paragraph on how, you know, you're going to make your own YouTube channel, and I'm going to let you do it with supervision. And maybe I can take this, they can try to craft, you know, a beginning, middle, and end of how to do Minecraft. They can make a video out of it. They can do. So I think I'm kind of going down this rabbit trail, but I think that what you're going to see in education is people are going to start to find, and hopefully find, a child-centered, like, what are they into, and how can you take what they're into and turn it into education? There's writing there. There could be math that I can bring into that, but I'm not an educator, so I need that help. And I would hope that maybe teachers, you know, might be able to see ways of when they can't control the classroom because the classroom is somewhere else. Can we empower parents to find what their kids into and turn it into educational experiences?
Well, let me ask you a little bit of it, because it's an interesting clarification and clarifying question, because you've kind of developed your, you know, this interest in this world, and you've done this work on Friedrich Froebel, the kindergarten. It's very active and engaged learning system and process and discovery, and very hands-on and very tangible. And then we add in this, you know, so a lot of people would look at some of that stuff and say, you know, it's the old, right? You know, there's this old and you know, he just celebrated his 238th birthday yesterday, right? And so you look at like this really old innovation, and then we look at the technology, and we look at the individualization of technology, and we look at this, like, have you thought much about, like, how do those two mash up and merge and connect as we think about what's coming next and in this education world?
Yeah, the ironic thing is that while it's 200-year-old, the story of kindergarten and Froebel is, it's about early childhood education. So people hear kindergarten and they think, you know, the thing you do before first grade, but it's really 3-year-olds through 7-year-olds. And prior to the 1850s, that wasn't even a part of school. So you got to think about kindergarten as early childhood education, first of all, just for your audience may not realize that. And Froebel came up with that. But a lot of the methodology that he came up with is what you see today in Montessori and Reggio Emilia, project-based learning, Waldorf, nature schools, all of these things come from the Froebel kindergarten, which is what our documentary is about. And so a lot of the things that we are trying to put into education today, like you said, like hands-on learning, collaboration, those sorts of things, you still see them in pockets, but you know, how that fits into social isolation is going to be tricky. You know, online preschool is a conversation that is happening, and I can't fathom how you're going to do online preschool unless it's like, you know, homeschool or something like that. But it's still, you know, we all miss that human connection. And I would hope that there's ways of bridging the gap between that technology and the hands-on and the collaboration. You've got to be able to interact with other people. So a lot of the principles, while they're old, they are things that I think we need for the future, because it's providing problem solvers, social emotional development, and all these things that from 200 years ago we need for today. How that fits with technology, I'm still not totally sure. I'm still wrapping my head around that.
So let me ask one question then, you know, as you think about this, because if there's many people I know in this world, I mean, you're a learner. You know, when I first met you, you know, it was, you know, in San Jose, but then also when you were living in Grand Rapids and going to college, and, you know, and all the different things that I've watched you learn and iterate in your, you know, life and in career, what would you hope, you know, based on even your own personal experience, what would you hope for people who are curious in nature like you are, or who are learners, that you know, maybe the future might look different than what we got when we were kids?
I think that, you know, the center of everything should be play. And I think that play as an adult is something, we don't use the word play. We use the word maybe experiment or dabble, or I'm going to try this out, but really it's play. You know, when I'm experimenting with putting videos together for the documentary or whatever, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't, you know, when you're building a block set, you don't know what you're making. You try something, it falls over. Okay, let's try something else. So I think that play is something that we all need to remember to embrace. And if you're not playing in your everyday, you know, work, whether you're, you know, a janitor or you're, you know, a bricklayer, or you don't have to be in a creative field to play. You can find ways of experimenting. You know, I wonder if this would be a better way to do this than what I've been doing before. And that's a play process. And so that, I would hope that is something that would come back.
John, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This has been fun.